Dr. Simon, or anything clicking up for Mr. Abdul Abbas, A-B-A-S, first of all, A-B-D-E-L, patient, a 76-year-old Palestinian male, comes to the clinic with the chief complaint, number one, of right lower extremity pain, number two, history of DVT, number three, factor five, Leiden mutation, number four, anticoagulation therapy for 10 years, number five, vitamin D deficiency, number six, gout, number seven, hyperlipidemia, number eight, osteoarthritis of the L-spine, number nine, low back pain, number 10, BPH, number 11, dizziness, number 12, questionable TIA, number 13, near syncope. Patient comes to the clinic with the more aforementioned problem. His labs reveal a hemoglobin A1C of 10.6, which is an average sugar of 258. His creatinine is 1.41. He had a factor 5 Leiden mutation. Potassium was 6.3. Factor 5 R2 DNA analysis was negative. He was negative for the factor VR2 polymorphism. Patient's INR is 1.4. We'll adjust his Coumadin dose based on a Coumadin chart we have. I have instructed him about a high potassium diet and high potassium liquids. We're going to try to get him to the renal doctors for a chronic evaluation of his chronic renal insufficiency, Dr. Joyce. I'm going to try to get him to a dietitian regarding a diabetic diet. I do not believe he's following a diabetic diet. I'm going to repeat his potassium stat today, and if it's still elevated, we'll give him K-exalate. Making sure it's not a lab error. We'll also check his EKG to make sure he doesn't have any EKG changes associated with low potassium.